Well, we talked about the budget, and we talked about budget challenges, ending balances, and then energy, and I'm sure she's going to cover the energy issue in her press conference at 9.
What was your reaction to that? To her stand on the proposal?
On the energy?
Yeah.
Oh, appears we're at the same impasse we've been at for a long time.
Do you think?
I continue to hope up until we finish the session, hope some way we find room for a compromise on this.
So do you think there's going to be an override vote today in the House?
Probably. I don't know. I have trouble predicting the House schedule. Since
do you see a lot of other issues being tied up with this? I mean, is it going to be hard to resolve budget issues if she won't budge on the coal issue?
No, I think most lawmakers would like to get out of here as quickly as possible. The problem with the budget issues is we've not even been allowed to talk about decoupling from the federal law, and yet we're going to have trouble funding services to the elderly, and we could use that money to pay down our debt, which we know we need to do. But yet we're not even having a discussion. We could allow the federal law to take on Section 179 expensing to go into effect for small businesses, and a look at the other piece of it for the largest corporations that are getting both a federal and a state tax cut, and say, should we allow that to go through, or should we use that money to pay down our debt and make sure we take care of our elderly? We're not even be allowed to discuss that, and that's, for me, that's very frustrating.
I thought it was early childhood that was being, they were taking money out of the tobacco funds for early childhood to put into Medicaid.
That's one of the problems in the budget. That's a big, big frustration among many House members, is that we have raided the children. Not only are we not funding early childhood block grants that the governor's proposed, which the research now tells us we should do for it to be cost effective in our programming, but we raided the Children's Initiative Fund at the same time. So it appears to me that this budget is doubly harmful to our children's programs.
If you did the tax depreciation the way you described it, allow small businesses to get it but big ones not, how much of a hit would that be to the general fund?
$4 to $5 million. Section 179 expensing is something used by farmers and small businesses statewide. It's a big advantage if you're buying new machinery. But the hit on the state's not that big. The other piece of it presents a second tax cut for the largest corporations who are already going to get a very large federal tax cut, and for whom we've already repealed business machinery property taxes in Kansas. So the question is, could we better use that money to pay down some of our debt and make sure we're taking care of early childhood problems as well as challenges for the elderly, our frail elderly.
And another question on the energy. If there is an override today, do you think there are votes there to override the government?
It's too close to call.
All right.
They haven't been there in the past. I would be surprised if they are. They haven't been there in the past. So I'd be surprised if they are, but it's too close to call.